Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
This is the High Hopes Podcast. High Hopes. It's a bunch of baseball nerds talking about the Phillies on Odyssey and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
No. Edition of the High Hopes Podcast. Jack Fritz, 8 out of 10 in September? Sweeping the Mets in September? We wanted to fast forward, Jack. I'm really happy we didn't. I'm enjoying myself. What is this? Like, we're just going to cruise to the four seed. Like, no problem. Cool. Like, what are we watching? What, they brought up our guy. Like, what is happening right now? This is not how things normally go, Jack Fritz. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing great. This is a, it's weird, right?
It's, I mean, so like, weird.
In a season where things just have been just off. You know what I mean? Like, the 12 straight road wins. Yep. JT hitting for the cycle.
Yeah. Bryce Harper calling out Chuck for Mount Airy. The
Trey Turner
ovations turning a career around. Yeah, it's been weird, man.
But the weirdest.
What is going on?
But the absolute weirdest is that they are just playing normal baseball.
Just winning games.
Down the stretch.
Just handling business. Just,
they're handling business. And
well,
that's the sign
of a
good team.
Last night was the most, I feel like that was of all of them, because they knew they couldn't clinch going in. It was like, all right, everyone else won. You cannot clinch this game tonight. It was like, all right, this game is kind of just like, just like there. They won three in a row in the series. Like, it was like a stone cold mortal loss of a baseball game. And they just won. Like, no problem. It was so weird, dude. It was so weird.
Although I am mad at Rob Thompson. Because I needed a Kimbrel save to break a tiebreaker in a fantasy baseball championship.
No, dude.
And you're giving me Lorenzen? After we're done, I gotta break down this whole tiebreaker for
that's
my
soul crushing
fantasy championship. And the first two games were just like you should be playing a little bit better against this Mets team. Like, they're kind of just dragging their feet to the finish line. Yesterday was just like, we're gonna show up and win. It's kind of what we do now in September. It's all we do in September. And I was just so happy because I checked it like yesterday morning. It's like, oh man, they're like 2 games over 500 in September, and like now they're 3. They're like 13-10. It's like,
and it feels like they're undefeated.
Dude, it feels like they never lost a game.
It feels like they're playing the best month of baseball they've ever had. That's what I feel like right now.
And this is all I want. Like, all I wanted was to not do the thing where they're backing their way in.
We're like, please lose Cubs, please lose Diamondbacks.
Like a scoreboard watching, all this stuff. Like, I wanted a nice kick our feet up. We don't have to like make the last 2 weeks this like incredibly stressful experience. Like they're just normal. It's like it's the end of a baseball season. And I felt this last year after they lost or after they won in Houston, like those last two games, where it was like, I feel nothing. Like that's weird. That's weird feeling nothing. Yeah. But like we're almost to that point where there. I don't care who wins and loses this game.
I know.
Now you do because I need to hit
two
the
more,
over.
Buddy. Two more, man.
I need 90. I do need 90.
90 would be nice, yes. Right? You know what? They deserve 90. Like they should be a 90 win club. Like they are better than last year 87. They're at the point they were last year. Like there's at least as a regular season team. They were amazing in the playoffs last year. They are a way better baseball team right now than they were last season.
Yeah, they are. They are. Now, obviously, the big question marks is going to be the rotation.
Of course. And the fact that there is any question about Christopher Sanchez starting a playoff game, like, what are we doing here? He should be starting the second game. He should be your game two starter. He is easily been their second best player. Like, he's closer to Wheeler than anyone else is to him in terms of 1-2-3, in terms of how they pitched this season.
But it's not gonna happen.
I know.
I will say though, he's got their best changeup since Hamels. But like,
I mean, it's one of the more devastating pitches I've seen this year.
You got 10 strikeouts on it.
Dude,
yesterday.
my buddy Teddy, my best friend's first grade, huge Mets fan, he texted me last night and he goes, "Who the hell is this guy? That pitch is one of the best pitches in baseball." And I was like, it might be. Like, it is one of the better pitches I've seen this season in terms of consistency and ability to throw it any count and obviously get strikeouts. It's a nasty pitch, man.
Well, I mean, he's racked up, I mean, against the Braves, he had 10 strikeouts three starts ago.
He's got 10 again.
He's got 10 again the other day. He's just good. It's as simple as that. He's just good. He's calm.
He does have that kind of Ranger-ish vibe of just being very calm on the mound when he gave up that homer. It's like, all right, no big deal. Just get more outs. Like, it doesn't feel like he gets, you know, he's kind of unflappable out there.
Yeah. And, you know, the big change for him, obviously, is that he came up throwing 97, but he had no idea where the ball was going.
Yeah.
And now it's like he can just command it. And that the changeup is, like, Brogdon's is obviously one that comes to mind when it thinks of the better changes. But, like, from the left side, you think about Hamels, and then it's like Chris Sanchez is right there. And it's not something I thought that he had. It's like,
Didn't he be mentioning Chris Sanchez and Cole Hamels in the same sentence ever about anything?
It's the same kind of changeup.
Yeah,
I mean, it's so many swings and misses on a changeup because it pretty much has sinker movement with a changeup grip to it.
Yeah.
Like, it's that nasty of a pitch. And I hope, obviously, they get through the wild card round, whatever. I want to see what he does in a playoff start because I just trust him now. And if they get through that, they'll see, like, does he start moving up in the rotation with these
guys?
Does
he turn into, like, a guy you can count on in the future, which is, you know, the thrilling, you know, possibility. But for the right now, I just, look, Thompson last night for the first time acknowledge that at least there's a chance
really?
That this guy might get a start.
No way. Yeah, I'm so proud of you, buddy.
It's just like, I don't know how you can watch these guys. And look, and also, like, if I'm a player on the team, if I'm Bryce Harper, if I'm Trey Turner, if I'm whatever, like, I stand behind these guys every game. I watch them pitch. Like, I know that Christopher Sanchez is better than Taijuan Walker. Like, I know it. I see it every freaking game. Like, how do you tell those guys, no, we're going to go with the worst guy? Because he costs more money, he's a starter, he's, you know, Taijuan Walker. Like, how do you do that? It is so clear to anyone watching that Christopher Sanchez is a better pitcher right now. Like, I just find that hard to sell, Jack, if you're in that clubhouse.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm not too worried about it. Like,
you think they'll start Sanchez?
They're going to start Sanchez.
Okay, good. Look at this.
But I told you that the second that they came out and was like, no, Taijuan Walker's like, stop. He's, no, he's not. Like, no, he's not. Like, they have to have eyeballs down there. Like, he's just, Christopher Sanchez is just a very, like, the fact that he's their five, like.
For all intents and purposes. Yeah.
For all intents and purposes. And then you start thinking, again, I know the season's still going on right now, and they could clinch.
I love how you do it. You're the king of like, looking ahead while we're in a moment.
Like, the fact that they could have Chris Sanchez as their fifth starter for however long, and then you can piecemeal the rotation around him, like, it's so valuable.
Yeah, it is.
Like, he is, like, him and like, I think Ranger is better next year when he has, like, a more of an offseason and gets used to it. But, like the rotation going forward in a very, very good spot. And now they need a second ace.
Well, and also, it's a good thing that Christopher Sanchez is this because, you know, you've got three more years of, $60 million or whatever for Taiwan Walker, $62 million, $64 million.
Unless you can get out of it.
Yeah, it's true. He could.
I mean, they could attach something to it and try to get off Taiwan Walker, and I hope they do. I mean, like, I could use that money going elsewhere. I just don't know if he's going to get any better from this point. Like, you know, I think this kind of is what it is. But just beautiful. Just the Christopher Sanchez experience. But, I mean, there was a cool precursor to what happened in the eighth.
Who cares about, let's be honest, right? Dude. So, first and foremost, you know, we joke a lot. You know, we do the whole like, oh, clearly they listen to IOPS Pod. The Phillies, obviously, they're listening. They're doing this stuff. It's always been a bit. Phillies might listen to the IOPS Pod. I mean, they brought Orion Kirkering up. Like, what is going on, dude? Well, it's happened. We did this. This is us. Everyone involved in this podcast, everyone listening right now, you did this. You're welcome. We did this.
Well, it was wild, too. It's like everyone was like in the ballpark last night, perfectly aware of like this guy could be something special, which is fun.
And I mean, you know what I was feeling it, buddy.
Oh, with the dad. Oh,
how many emotional moments can I handle?
Oh my gosh. No one's got a quicker trigger on tears than James Seltzer.
Yeah, let me just say something. You make sure you're listening. Neighbor Dan, I hope you're listening. This video yearbook this year, boys. Oh my goodness.
Oh, I know. You're so excited.
Video yearbook guy.
You've always been a video yearbook guy.
Always.
But like it was just so funny because it did feel like they all got like I don't think this is how it went down, but I envisioned them all huddling around in a room and they said, you know what, it really is insane we're not bringing him up to at least like be in the Marte Bellotti role and just see how he does.
Yeah,
just see how he does. And I don't know, did that look pretty good last night? Like, dude, it was freaking. Like, you just don't, we don't have that guy ever.
Ever.
Like, just, ever. Like, the swing that I forget who's the last batter they faced, the slider, whatever. Like, I haven't seen many lefties with that feeble attempt, like, off of one of our pitchers. Like, off
against
of one of our
against a right-hander,
guys.
No less.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like against a lefty, and you just see they can't see it at all, and they swing. Like, that's what it looked like. It looked like that kind of swing. Like, against a right-hander, you never see that.
He barely even threw his fastball.
I know.
Like, his fastball's 100. Like, you threw it 100. Like, it's just. So, again, there's just it could have legitimately, the bringing up of Orion Kirkering legitimately could have raised the ceiling on this team from maybe just making the division round to being in the World Series again. That's what that kid has. A lot of people brought this up. You'd remember better than I would, but K-Rod in 02.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, for the Angels, yeah.
Brought up at the end of the
year. Absolutely. He was a big difference maker for them, big time.
And the Phillies, and we've criticized them for this, did not go out and get another arm at the deadline. Mm-hmm. And I was I kind of felt like that was going to be something that was going to hold this team back from being as good as they could be. But you might not have traded for a pitcher better than that. Like, dude, he had a 1.54 ERA through four levels this year or whatever.
I mean, just the fact that he's in the majors right now tells you what kind of special
first barber guy
stuff. Really, I love that. But seriously, what kind of special stuff this kid has to guys don't rise through the majors like that in a season. Like, you don't go from A to the majors. Like, that is so rare to do that.
And he beat Jackson Holliday up. So.
Yeah,
who's
obviously
better? Who would you rather build your team around? Orion Kirkering or
good
Jackson
question.
Holliday?
Good question.
Thank you. Always asking the important questions. Yeah. Dude, it's so funny, too, because he had, like, a 5.37 ERA at USF. It's just, like, that's when, like, college production matters sometimes, but, like, stuff ultimately just matters.
At the end of the
day,
which is what we were shouting from the mountaintops for years. Hey, just get guys with stuff. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
You know what the craziest part about him is? He doesn't walk anyone.
Yeah.
It's like, I think he had 6 walks this year.
It's crazy.
Or 7.
I mean, it's
he's got 100 with a wipeout slider.
With the best slider in minor league baseball this year. Like, I mean, what are we talking about?
But like legit, like they, so if Sir Anthony struggles still, Hoffman, like, believe, but haven't seen.
Haven't seen it. Also, he's thrown a lot of innings this year. Like, we saw how that can catch up with people last year. I mean, Alvarado, it did catch up with him at the end, you know, so you hope that we just don't. Like, it's one of those things with Hoffman where I trust him completely, but I won't be shocked if his arm just gives out at a certain point, you know?
And the truth is, I mean, I know he had.
And it's not like he's picked and pitched in big spots either.
No.
You know?
No.
You're saying with Kirkring, we're like, just bring him up and put him in big spots. Like, Hoffman hasn't really had many big spots either.
No. And then there's Kimbrel, who just has been okay for a good stretch here.
I keep waiting for him to be bad, and you're right. He's like, he's not bad. Like, no. You know, he hasn't been bad.
He's just been okay.
He's been okay.
He's been okay.
Yeah.
You know, I think he had like I don't think he allowed a run or something, like 14 appearances, and then, which didn't feel right.
Yeah.
And then, of course, home run over the weekend. I was like, there's nature.
Yeah. But it allowed us to get a walk-off, so it worked out.
Of course. You know,
Craig just wanted it to be a fun night for everybody at the ballpark, you know, which I appreciate.
You know what? I just realized that cost me a freaking fantasy championship.
Oh, no.
Damn it. Oh, my God.
Because you were thinking about yesterday, but not thinking about if that had just happened before. It wouldn't have needed yesterday. You would already had it.
Oh, my God. God.
That is a real kick in the junk.
Oh, my. Whatever. Orion's here. Orion is here. It's just like, it was one of those moments where you could just tell instantly that we might have something like, I don't want to steal your word, but magical.
Yeah, buddy, like, use it, say it.
Like it just, it had that magical, like, now, obviously, this is one of those moments where you start going into Jack's brain, which is, again,
dangerous
scary spot to be
place
in.
To be, yes.
But like, he did that inning last night, and I was like watching like the videos of it, and I was like, this feels like a World Series DVD. Like, it just did. Like, and it's like, I don't know who's going to narrate it this year. Last year, I think, was Schwarber, or maybe he did 2021. But like, whoever narrates it.
You think it'd be Elliot? Just narrating
the
whole thing.
Elliot, yeah, it's Elliot. Or maybe it's us.
Could you imagine? What a thought.
Yeah. But, no, it's probably Trey. It's probably Trey.
That would make sense. Yeah. Trey makes a lot of sense. I mean, they let him speak at Fan Appreciation Day yesterday, which was cool.
Yeah.
You know, thank you for all you've done for me and my family. Dude.
No problem.
No big deal. I got you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but like, I was just envisioning Trey narrating the video yearbook and him being like, you know, we were heading down the stretch around September. And then we saw Orion, and it was like, we just had this belief in the clubhouse of like, we just added a legitimate weapon to the back end of our bullpen to make them that much better. So I've already written out the words.
I can tell. Like, that was way too, like, you know, lyrical and well-written for you to just come up with that on the spot. There's no doubt. Well, that was strong work by you.
Thank you.
But it almost feels a little weird. Like, cause I don't really remember, certainly as a Phillies fan, none, but like, moments where someone comes up in September, and to your point, you can feel it where you're like, oh, this guy could matter.
Dude,
this year.
Dude, it felt like the ballpark felt like it, never, too.
Well, that's a crazy thing. That's what I got. The ballpark felt it. Twitter felt it. Everyone felt it.
I thought it was just like,
yes,
us and our
obviously.
People.
Like, I was like, no one else knows who this guy is.
Yeah. But everyone was just like, dude, this guy's net. Like, yeah. It was weird. I'm very happy, but I was like, I'm more proud than weird. Like, I'm very proud that everyone could feel the Orion Kirkring moment.
I know.
Because I didn't anticipate that.
No, dude. I remember you showing me that video. We did the pod, and you're like, I got to show you this video. Like, it was in the take bag, and you brought him up. It was the beginning of the season, and you brought him up, and I remember you showing me the video of me just being like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, dude. But, like, at no point when we were talking about it recently, it was more of a, I think they should bring this guy up. Like, it makes all the sense in the world. You know, why wouldn't you do this? But I didn't actually think it was going to happen. Like, I didn't actually think throughout this whole time that we would be sitting here talking about him, what he did last night, and the fact that he could make a difference in the postseason. I hoped it. Jack, I didn't actually think it was going to happen.
Yeah, me either.
Right?
Me either.
Right?
Now I guard myself against getting too excited about prospects because it feels like no one forgets what I've said.
That's true.
About,
yes.
about prospects.
Yes. Yes.
I can't go too overboard because like whatever, we've been burned so much in the past. But it's just, he was everything I think we all could have like wanted and more. And again, it's like there's a part of me that was like, well, why didn't they bring him up earlier? And then I was thinking, I wonder if they kept him down so that there wasn't a huge book on him heading into the postseason.
Ooh,
so like
that's super fascinating.
Well, he's still a bit of an unknown.
That's a really interesting point.
Because like, yeah. I'm sure they had they knew.
Well, obviously, they knew. They brought him up. They knew the whole time, obviously.
And he didn't have to go to AAA. I mean,
like, there was no reason for him to pitch in AAA.
They talked about the baseballs.
Once you did
it
in AA, yeah.
Like you could just tell.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe they didn't bring him up because they don't want. They wanted to be more of an unknown then.
It's a really fascinating thought.
Yeah. Could be.
And why not? Look, at that point, if you don't think he necessarily needs... And again, it doesn't feel like he needs... Like, his stuff doesn't need to prove anything. His stuff, they knew his stuff was going to play at the major league level. You know, if you trust this kid to be able to kind of have less opportunity to get in front of a big crowd and do it before the playoffs, like, let teams see him as little as possible. Like, mm-hmm. It does make logical sense.
I mean, they brought him in... They brought him into the eighth inning of
a 5-2
game. Decent
spot, yeah, 5-2 game. Like, when you're still trying to clinch, it wasn't like we already clinched. All right, let's get this kid some work. Like, that was a moment. That was a spot at home against the freaking Mets, no less. Like, I know they're not great this year, but we hate the Mets. Like, it wasn't not a spot, you know? It wasn't the sixth inning of a you're losing 5-2. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, and then he went Lorenzen for the ninth.
I know.
Easy. Full disclosure, I was rooting for a couple runs.
So you could get Kimberly. So I get Kimberly. It makes sense. I get that.
But I was glad it was easy, done, over, I know. By ya. See ya, Mets.
Well, that was the first time it felt like it was going to be. Because like, I have no faith in Lorenzen right now, obviously. We've all watched him pitch recently. But I just knew they were just going to mow him down. Like, that's where I'm at. It's like, oh, they got this.
Well, and the Mets just kind of gave up.
Yeah.
Like, once they lost.
They got eliminated. And not that they were still fighting for it, but you know. Like, you know,
it's a little deflating.
It is, of course,
At least Nimmo is still sprinting to first base. at least he's still doing that.
Oh, he's so annoying.
Oh, he's the worst.
The worst.
He's the worst.
At least he had a down year after getting $120 million.
Shocking.
Nice. I know you couldn't have predicted that one, right? Yeah. Look, it's just nice to beat the Mets too after last year. You know, it's just like. And we got swept by them the first series this year. Mm-hmm. I think people forget that.
I don't. that day game up in New York where I was like, this might not be the year. And then they've turned around.
And now we're just a carefree September, of course.
Just rolling through the month of September.
Of course, that's what we do.
Just easy.
All right. Who else? Anything else from the like what you've seen since we last spoke in terms of pitching? Like the Taiwan thing, we don't need to talk about, but Ranger wasn't great.
Believe it or not, Taiwan did not inspire some confidence.
We all know how we feel. Ranger wasn't great. You know, got through battle, but it wasn't a great outing from Ranger. Because I feel like you've kind of, it's really been all year. I know it was great in June, but really, you know, the vast majority of the year, Ranger's just kind of been off for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it feels like whenever I talk to you about Ranger, you're always a little unsure. You're never quite, you know, you don't. Know that he's going to get back to where he needs to be. Where are you at with Ranger?
Yeah, but I don't know. With Ranger, I don't know. He's in that mode now where I think he's close. Like I thought before he got hurt, I was like, he's far. He's like away. He's done. And then he is closer than I think he's closer to being the guy that we saw in June than not being the guy that we saw in June. So I think there's still a chance for him to go on a run in the postseason because he was pitching pretty well before the last two. And I do think the command still there. The thing about Ranger is, like, I don't know. I just – it almost feels like he just wants the regular season to be over too so he can flip the switch in the postseason.
And just be that guy.
Like, that's what I saw against the Mets. It looked like a just get me through the start rather than I need to go out there and dominate, which is hard to, like, quantify, but that's just how I generally felt after watching him. I still mostly trust him. I feel pretty good about Ranger. And then some of the bullpen things, I thought that was it looks like Sir Anthony went back to, like, I need to strike everyone out guy rather than worry about his command. Because going from the command over stuff guy has led to more home runs. And I think it was a very shaky inning. I'm not saying it was like easy.
No.
But at least he got some.
And that was a bit, you know, he got through it and it was, you know, a tense situation for him. And that was a big strikeout at the end too. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and it looked like his stuff had some bite to it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's what, it looked like he got back to, no, I'm going to just try to go out there and strike everyone out. Which is what I would like in the postseason. Because I think that, you know, those spots kind of matter. So that was semi-encouraging, but still I wish it was more he could throw a strike mm-hmm. rather than not throw a strike.
Yeah.
So, but he generated a good amount of whiffs. The one guy, I don't want to say it. I don't want to say. No. I really don't.
Uh-oh.
But I'm just telling you what the eye is telling me.
So Jose?
No.
Okay.
Oh, good. Jose's back.
I figured. I was confused there for a sec. Back. Okay.
Starting to believe in Gregory Soto.
Ooh.
I think he struck out like 15 in his last like 11 innings or something.
Really?
So he's finally striking guys out at the same time. He does allow the inexplicable home run, which is annoying.
But the stuff, like, you could see it.
But it looks,
like, yeah, eye test wise, it's there.
It just looks a little different. He looks a little bit different. So I'm tentatively buying a little bit of Gregory Soto stock.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, look, again, the dude's got stuff. You know, if he can just kind of throw strikes and not, you know, give up an inexplicable home run, like, he's pretty freaking nasty.
Well, yes. I mean, him and Seranthony both have that ability this year.
Oh, yeah.
To give up the home run. They do not have to. You don't have to do that.
No, you're allowed not to.
And then I thought the outside of a Ryan Kirkering debuting and thus changing our entire season and lives.
Lives in the Delaware Valley.
Exactly.
Potentially changing, like, families. Maybe children who weren't supposed to be born will be born.
Yep.
Like, all kinds of stuff.
That's what his debut last night against the Mets in September did.
We have a lot of Ryan Kirkering babies coming.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure. I thought the most significant thing that happened with the bullpen over the weekend was the amount of times that Rob Thompson put Jeff Hoffman on Pete Alonso.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff Hoffman rewarded him by getting him out both times in pretty crucial situations.
No, you're right. Yeah, it's an interesting point.
And that's something that I think going into the postseason, him being able to do it then, not as high stakes, but still a good hitter, still, I guess, fine, Pete Alonso.
Mm-hmm.
Hope he enjoys the Brewers next year.
Ooh.
I mean, he's probably getting traded.
You think so?
I don't know. Like, there's been a lot of talk about Pete Alonso.
Well, obviously, David Stern, some connections to the Brewers.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Could be some moves made between those two teams.
Yeah. Just as long as they don't get my guy Jackson Chirino.
Or Corbin Burns, right?
I would rather them get Corbin Burns than because he's my top prospect in fantasy.
Got it. Okay.
And, like, he's the future.
Right.
I traded Mike Trout
for
him.
Oh, wow. Well, it looks like a good trade.
Oh, well, yeah. I traded a lot. I traded like Arenado, Trout, a lot. Like,
yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
It's a big investment. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Ooh. No, I shredded my whole team to get Jackson. Yes.
Wow.
So I do not need him to be a Met. Either way.
I agree with that.
And they won't get him because he's a superstar and Pete Alonso's just a guy.
Yeah. That's a great point. Just a guy.
He's just a guy.
Nerd, too.
Yeah, total. like Hoffman in those situations. And this is, again, a growing time for Rob Thompson. And I just tell how proud I am of him. He didn't extend him. You know, he just said, Jeff, go get me Pete Alonso, and you're done. I'm not going to put you back out there.
What a beautiful thing.
Yeah. It's just, I know it's a high emotional spot. I know it's hard for you and hard for most pitchers
to get
back up after you go and you strike out Pete Alonso or get out or pop up Pete Alonso.
Mm-hmm.
So just sit on the bench. You did your job. Thank you, Rob.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah,
I mean, this has been a long... He's done on the Strom the last couple times. He's not
extending him. And not just that. Like, I'll just start an inning with Strom and just let him pitch an inning instead of bringing him into a spot and then extending him. Like, oh, yeah, it's been...
I mean, this has been one of the longer conquests of the of the High Hopes podcast.
Yeah.
Of please stop pitching relievers two innings after they get a big out.
Yes.
Just... It's okay.
I mean, years we've talked about this.
I think since 2017.
Yeah.
I believe.
Years.
This is the longest animal.
Yes. To Gabe. It goes back to Gabe.
It goes back. Yeah. Gabe started it.
Yeah.
But I do think that we are seeing down the stretch run here of how he's going to use these guys in the postseason. And that's been a fascinating thing to watch.
Yeah.
It's not stressful. Again, no stress.
It's a miracle.
This is a kick your feet up podcast.
And look, as far as... What a thought. And you look at the playoffs last year, and granted, Sir Anthony, looked much better. And didn't even really. He just kind of got it together in the playoffs last year, if we remember. But, you know, last year was really, you know, Sir Anthony and Alvarado, and then, you know, they had guys, you know, Robertson and Brogdon, all these dudes. But, like, we had two guys we really felt we could count on. Like, we have a chance to go into this playoffs with, again, I'm not saying, like, you have all the confidence in the world in Matt Strom, but I have a lot more confidence in Matt Strom than in, you know, Brad Hand last year. Or, you know, that's what I'm talking about, though, right? These examples of, like, the bullpen is better. It is way more talented this year. And Kirkering has a chance to, like, you know, really make it special. Like, if these guys can kind of just get in line and throw their stuff, like, it could be a really good bullpen for the playoffs. Like the pieces are there.
Best slider in the history of the Phillies.
Can you believe it?
Ryan Kirk. Can't think of anyone else with a slider as good as a Ryan Kirk.
No, that's it. It's the only one.
No?
Might be, yeah.
Definitely not a guy that went 48 for 48.
No. Nah.
This is better.
No.
It's a hunt. Anyway, I'm very, very excited. Very excited. So we're 32 minutes into the podcast.
Yes.
Two things I want to talk about.
Yes.
One, happy birthday.
Thanks, buddy.
Happy 50th.
That was very rude of you to tweet that out. Yes, I saw that. Very rude.
I'm heating up on the high. Yeah,
you are. You are.
Did you see the one I tweeted out last night?
Which one?
Have you seen the Kevin James new?
Oh, I did. Yeah, yeah. That everyone's tweeting out.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of it.
It's really funny.
I'm a big fan of
it. It's really good.
We're heating up my hopes.
Yes, yes.
But happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you. 42 for those wondering. 42. Yes, not 50.
Congratulations.
Be 50 someday.
Is there anyone in sports still playing that is older than you?
Rich Hill.
Oh, wow.
That's my guy.
That's in all sports? Like,
That's it. It's Rich Hill.
We don't count hockey.
No. Even then, I don't think there are. It's Rich Hill. That's it. Nelson Cruz was. I don't know if he's still playing anymore.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. So Rich Hill.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
As
you can tell, I'm very on top of this. Yes.
That's probably it.
It's probably coming to an end.
So this is when you
forever for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I'll be
when you officially reach.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I felt this when
I'm just dead. Yeah. It's basically dead.
So this I felt this when kids started getting drafted. They were born in the years 2000.
Oh yeah, buddy.
That sentence didn't make any sense, mm-hmm. but you knew what I meant.
I knew what you meant.
Where I was like, wow, this is real. This is definitely real.
Yeah. It's even more real, buddy.
No, yep. it seems to get worse.
It's very real.
It seems to get much, 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 much worse.
Thank you.
So yes, happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
And you deserve it, I guess.
Yes, I deserve to not die for another year. I'm very happy about it.
One of these years.
That's true. One of these years I will not have a birthday.
One of these years we're gonna get you a World Series.
Look at that. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
What a thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over a Super Bowl.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah.
Say it right now.
Give me a World Series over a Super Bowl. There you go. I just said it. There you go.
Oh, I love bullying you.
I love this team more than any team ever. Give them a freaking series.
Yes. And then the second thing, total apologies for High Hopes Night.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
We should have led with this.
Yeah. Want to get this one out of the
way. We're really sorry.
Yes.
Like, so we did not choose for it not to happen.
Correct.
We were told it wasn't happening. We are really sorry. Like, I don't know what else to say. I feel horrible. I felt like such a jerk about it. Like, it was horrible. Like, we were really bummed.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah. It was not totally our call.
No. Totally is a word. It was not our call.
It was not our call.
But that's okay.
It was not our call. But either way, I hope that everyone had a good day down there.
Hey, I mean, you saw a good game.
Yeah, you saw a good game. A little cold.
Fun win. It was cold
little
and wet. A little cold and wet out. Yeah.
But we will make it up to you. We'll figure out something.
100%.
And I don't know if we can get playoff tickets.
Probably not.
Probably not.
But we will make it up.
Yes,
I promise. And I do feel terrible if you were down there and we weren't. And I am really sorry.
Yes,
like, from the bottom of my soul.
Yes. So Donovan Chespat, our bad.
That's our bad. Yes. All right. Take back.
We did utter the sentence. If there's a baseball game to be played,
we'll
be there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And we were not there.
We're not.
It's a really bad job by us. Yeah. There are no excuses, you know. Just explanations.
Yeah.
All right. I apologize. And so does Jack and so does the entire High Hopes family. All right, take back in a sec. Shout out to the Miller Lite Bar of the Week. We love Miller Lite. Miller Lite, today's Miller Lite Bar of the Week. Is Trademan's in Philly. Shout out to Trademan's Philly, where you can watch all Philly's games with 12-ounce Miller Lite. Can bucket special. Go to tradesmanphl.com. Shout out to Miller.
They should be playing Zach Bryan's Tradesman over
there
and over
go.
Again.
Look, you should be telling him that. They should get that.
Oh, man. Look good old ZB. He put out five new songs over the weekend, too.
Just for fun.
He's just a monster. I can't wait till you join the
I will listen
club.
To some Zach Bryan for you. Yes.
Well, you should.
It can be my birthday present to you, to me.
Yes.
It'll be good.
Yeah. I sent you Hey Driver 2 weeks ago.
I listened to Hey Driver.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It was good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, again, all right, we'll talk later.
We'll talk. Jack's lifelong conquest of getting me into country music.
It's not country.
Yes, yes.
Did you hear one, like
no,
beer
drinking? No, it wasn't
drinking,
like real twangy. Like, and yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's fair.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good work by you.
All right.
Yeah,
thanks. Yeah.
We'll get there.
All right.
Maybe.
Okay. I'll send you my top 20.
Okay. Can't wait.
Yeah.
It's good.
We're going to move on? Or are we just,
I don't know. You're just staring at me. Yeah.
No, take you're, back, you're staring
take
at me.
Back, take back time.
Did you say take back?
I did.
All right. Well, you were giving me those longing eyes. I was like, what am I supposed to do right now?
I just want you to be happy. I'll listen to you. I want you to be
happy
because I love you and I want your happiness.
Yeah. And I'm going to move to 3-0 in our not for air bet tonight.
Uh-oh.
All right. So
I got people asking what it is. I'm like, I can't say. I'm sorry. Sorry.
All right. So it's your birthday.
It is
your birthday.
Yes, it is. Yes. Happy birthday.
It's also Walker's 6 months today.
Hey!
Which is phenomenal.
Love it.
Phenomenal.
That is awesome.
We think we see a tooth.
Ooh.
So that's big.
Is he making any, is he bothering him a little bit, a little cry?
Yeah, he's a little fussy.
Could be a tooth then.
Yeah. So you know the stress of this, and I'm sure that other parents do.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday, Jill had something. So it was on me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which is his first time, really.
So is it the first time? I remember the first time, like, vividly when it was just me for an extended period of time.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, but it's funny because I do it in the morning. Like, we do our thing.
Yeah, you're like, you
but
do.
But I know Jill's upstairs.
Yeah.
So, and she was in town, so it wasn't like super far away,
right?
But yeah, so it's just me and Walk, and you know, so I was walking him around trying to get him to sleep, so I'm missing obviously the first like five innings of the game, which mm-hmm. handling first. Well, and then
go to bed.
Yeah, go to sleep. Just yelling that at him over yep, and over
that
again.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. He didn't
People
go to sleep
walking
after
by,
that.
Being like, "What the hell's happening?"
Well, you know what made me happy?
Should we call someone?
Well, you know what made me happy is that I was walking around, obviously in Westchester, and a lot of Phillies on people's TVs and houses.
I do love that.
Which I was like, you know what?
Strong.
So happy.
Yeah.
So happy. Because I always think that we're the only ones watching.
I know.
Watching Phillies, yeah.
I know. I'm always so surprised. I'm like, oh, you love the Phillies? Wow. Oh, I do too. That's so cool.
Yeah. Want to hang out? So I get home, and just me and him watching him. He's starting to sit up, which is good. He's locked in on the TV. JT hits a 3-run home run, and I look over, and he's smiling.
Oh.
And I was like, wow, we did it. It makes Jill so mad that, like, we don't really have him watching like TV really mm-hmm. at all. But, like, he gets really invested in Phillies games mm-hmm. and, like, not much else.
That's amazing. It's the best.
Yeah.
Told you, and it happened again yesterday. We're watching football. Football's on, and Zoe's like, go Phillies! And that's all she says. Like, it's
but
only Phillies.
Please, but don't correct her.
No, I didn't. I was go Phillies.
Yeah, go Phillies.
Whenever. That's right. Yeah, damn straight, go Phillies.
I'm starting to turn the Go Birds thing into a Go Phillies thing,
oh,
by the way.
Oh, I see. That's not bad.
Well, because, like,
I'm surprised you didn't try this sooner. This feels like such an obvious.
No, I'm late. Yeah, I'm late to my
I'm,
own
like,
bit.
I'm, like, actually
that
shocked by this, yeah.
It's late to a bit that I should have created 2 years ago.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah,
honestly.
At least. Yeah. But I now go Phillies, people.
I'm happy. That's good. I mean, I think that's your happy place. I feel like that's the right area for you to be in.
Thank you.
So ultimately, though, the first experience, the solo dad, okay?
Yeah, it was fine.
Because there is something, like, when they're, especially when they're little, you know, because they're a baby, like, where you're like, okay, so, like, all on me. Like, this kid lives or dies today because of me? It's a weird one. It's a weird feeling.
Yeah. Well, and he's kind of like me and Jill, where just very go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does not, like, we went to our first wedding. I don't think he even knew we were gone.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it was like,
very not like that. Yes.
It's like, you didn't have one cry. Like, where's mom and dad?
Zoe would have been inconsolable. The moment we left, would immediately not care. But for us leaving, disaster. We would leave. She'd be like, time to play. Almost knocked the water.
Almost,
that was really
almost
close.
Ruining a board
yeah,
in here.
It did. It was not good.
Yeah. No. So it was all good. Phil's won. And it was JT's first.
I know. Dude, that was about as shocking a home run as I thought there was no chance.
Dude, it was legitimately his first home run with runners in scoring position this year.
I know. Isn't that insane?
It's almost.
It was also at home. It was
we're
what happened?
156 games into the year. With the first time with a runner on second base for more.
That's pretty great.
That's insane.
Yeah,
but he actually, dude, JT looks really good. I mean,
yeah.
If we're talking about.
No, dude, ever since that last road trip, he's kind of just carried it over at home.
And the thing that I appreciate about JT, and I'm starting to appreciate it more, is I've become a huge, 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 huge fan of the JT fist bump. Whether it's getting the big hit late
and
giving him a little
bit. Yeah, it's a good take.
It's a little Jeterish.
Yeah, it is.
It's a little Jeterish.
I like
or
this.
Or he gets a big strikeout. never mind. He gets a big strikeout, you know, on a pitch that he called.
On he caught. Yeah, and, he caught the strikeout. Yeah.
No, but like he lets out a fist bump and a big, he gets the moment.
Yeah.
And
no,
I think as these games get bigger and as we get into these postseason games, the JT fist bump is going to be very, very exciting.
I mean, look, he did have a good postseason last year.
He had a great moment.
Yeah, he really did. And I, you know, game one star, like if they had actually pulled together and won the World Series, like he was one of the front runners to win MVP. And to your point, like, it really does look like he's driving the baseball again.
Yes.
Like, it looks like he's making solid contact consistently. And that's not something we've seen all season from him. Like, the road, home roads, but like, just over a stretch of a few weeks, it feels like he's really locked in.
The only guy right now who like, my antenna's up on, and not from the standpoint of I think he's bad, I think he's just a little bit tired, is Stott.
Of course. Like his, and he's been struggling.
And his strikeout rate is, like, going up by a lot. Mm-hmm. But everyone else, I feel like, I had it in here, but, like, even Turner, like in the 0-for-20 streak, it was like he still looks mostly fine.
Yeah,
like he smoked the ball late yesterday.
Yep.
He smoked the ball early. That was just right at the third baseman,
mm-hmm.
or no, that's after the double. Well, whatever. But he smoked a couple balls yesterday. So yeah, I like Schwarber. I'm never really totally concerned about Turner. I know he's 0-for-20, but didn't feel that terrible.
Mm-hmm. Cassidy has been Mr.
Cassidy
this year.
Phenomenal.
On fire, like, the last 2 weeks.
And I hope they don't move him up. Like,
no,
he's
dude.
Probably.
Well, you know, if you look at his, and it's not a huge sample size, it's only something like 20 to 30 games, somewhere in that range. But his numbers in the 6, 7, and 8 hole this year are like light years better than higher in the lineup. Like, he's just been better when he's been lower in the lineup. I don't know what to say. It's strange.
Well, and I think he used it as motivation.
Clearly.
Which is good. Whatever. Sometimes you got to motivate players in different ways.
Use whatever you can, man.
Yeah.
Like, anything you can grab onto and use as motivation, use it.
Boom, I'm never totally concerned about, because I think whenever there's
an
RBI.
Put the bat on the ball when you need it.
Yeah, when there's an RBI to go get, I feel good about Alec Boehm getting that RBI. JT was the one part of the lineup where it's like, I just have no idea. Like, when am I going to get here? The way he's hit against the Mets gives me so much hope heading into the postseason. And if you get like if Stott's your biggest question mark.
Exactly. And even then, you know, Stott, you still
he's a flip of the switch.
Yeah, exactly. Again, because he's got such a good eye, such good ability to put the bat on the ball like that, he could be fine.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm. Yeah.
And Ryan Kirk.
Yeah, buddy.
Can this pitching staff just freaking. Can Nola just get hot?
I know, dude.
Like. Oh. Remember, maybe it's Sanchez. I don't know. But yeah, I'm very positive with how they're playing heading into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Which is a big
difference.
They've
won 8 of 10, man. Like, they're just winning games. Yeah. They are just winning games.
And maybe this is what we talked about, where they have the ability to flip the switch.
Yeah, and it looks like they are. And again, they're so talented. There's so much talent. Oh, by the way, with Stott too, one thing that I don't think we've given, you know, with the slump, he is still, and we have not talked about it enough, he has turned into one of the best defensive second basemen in baseball,
yeah,
at least 100%. Certainly that I've seen this year. He is phenomenal out there. Like a elite defensive second baseman.
I mean, he's going to finish top 3 in Gold Glove.
I don't know what everyone else is. I haven't paid attention to everyone else. But just in terms of like watching baseball this year, I have not seen many second basemen who are as consistent and as good as him defensively.
Good team, man.
Yeah.
They are a good team.
They're well put together all of a sudden. They can roll out the best defensive outfield we've ever seen if they want to.
I know?
Like, they've got a really strong middle of, like, any night they play, they're going to have a strong up the middle at all positions. Like, Alec Boehm is, like, just
fine.
No problem. Like, he's going to make the play. Harper is, like, a fine first baseman. He's not great at picking it, but, like, he's a fine first baseman.
Yeah, but he's even developing faster than
he's getting
fat.
Yeah. The whole thing he's developing. The footwork, everything. Like,
also,
they're a really solid defensive team out of nowhere.
Hold on. Couple things.
Didn't mention Cassidy. You're going to win a Gold Glove, obviously.
No errors this year.
No errors for Cassidy. How unbelievable is that? I know. And obviously, like I said, some really great throws this year. Like, it's not a zero with the arm. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I think Schwarber's been mostly fine.
Fine too.
Recently.
I agree with you. Yeah, like that catching me the other night where he's running back and making
he almost threw that guy out.
I know. I thought there was, because he was like, it seemed so nonchalant. I was like, there's no way he's going to get this. It's like going over the fence, right? And then he just caught him. Like, oh, all right, way to go, Kyle.
Schwarber.
Nice job, Kyle.
And the last thing here on the defense. I just it's so fun that we exist in a world in where, like, Johan Rojas is going to start game 1 of the wild, like, of a playoff series.
He's been great. And
except for the Nimmo ball.
Well, that's so it's so funny. I was about to say, was that the single most shocking thing all weekend was him misplaying that ball. Like, when he comes in and then I was like, I honestly was like, was this a glitch in my TV or something? It was the first time we've seen that. It was the first time he doesn't get the perfect read on the ball. Like, it was it was shocking.
He did drop the ball in Washington.
Dropped it, but not, I'm talking about reads.
Just missed it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, where he went the wrong way to start and didn't get to a ball because of it. Like, that never, it felt so strange seeing that.
No, I will say, that is the hardest batted ball to read in.
Oh,
it's impossible. It's very hard.
Yeah.
It's very hard. So, but yeah. Next Tuesday, right?
Next Tuesday, buddy.
This is.
Yeah. Next Tuesday.
Isn't that crazy? Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Every home playoff game I'm going to. Yeah. Like, that's it. That's what we're doing. We have to.
I mean you're going to be horrible the next day on the air.
So trust me, I've thought a lot about this. Like, I'm just going with it. Because I'm going to be a disaster. I mean, this schedule is already crushing my soul every day. Like, to think about these, we're doing pods after these games. Like, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
You know what we could do, though? Mm. I mean, I'm just thinking out loud. I know we're technically still doing the podcast. But you could do.
This pod is.
I know. You could do Final Out with me.
Oh, that's an interesting idea.
So you could do Final Out with me, and then we could just extend it, whatever.
Oh,
and we
that's
could have
perfect.
Callers and all that stuff.
I love that
idea.
We
don't have to do a pod.
That's perfect.
There you go.
Because we don't want to Final Out and then a pod.
Because I'm going to have to do Final Out.
Yeah, and if you're going to have to do Final Out, I don't want to wait 2 hours.
Exactly.
Okay, I love this. I'm in. This is great.
If we're at the ballpark, you can hang out and do Final Out with me.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's so exciting.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, my God. I'm so ready, dude. Turned out I didn't want to fast forward through September this last couple weeks. It's been very fun.
I've never said that.
Really enjoying
it. We never said that.
But, like, I'm, like, so ready for the bank.
Yes.
And the playoffs. Like, yes. Since it ended last year, it's like all I've wanted to do is to be back in that environment. And we're like there, dude. Like, we're there.
And it feels like the fan base, the crowds are not very big over the weekend. Now, that was because of obviously the weather too. But it feels like everyone's kind of in that boat. Like, even that Braves series, there's like 30,000 there. It's like, just
get us there.
Just get us there.
Just get us there, dude.
Yeah. I can't wait. Can't wait.
I'm so excited.
Now,
oh my God.
Don't lose. Don't, like, I know it's probably the Diamondbacks.
Oh, I know. Don't. No,
just.
I mean, that's a disaster.
It would be. No, I'm not even going to say it.
Yeah. No,
but it would be classic.
It would not be surprising. I mean, look. And look, it is baseball, right? I mean,
yes.
Last year, the Cardinals were like, oh, we get the Phils, and then we're moving on facing the next round. And that didn't happen because that's baseball. The Mets won 101 games last year and lost a 3-game series to the freaking Padres. Like, that's what happens. Baseball is tough. Playoff baseball is chaos. So, like, and again, like, Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly, like, you could just lose 2 games. Like, that could be it. But I believe
will
in
not
this
exist.
Team.
No,
I believe in this team.
No,
exactly.
That's not happening. That's not happening. Final point on Stott and Turner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're both going to swipe 30 bags.
I know, but they're already there, right? Turner's still not there yet?
Turner's one away.
Okay, so Stott got there,
Stott got there.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Dude, again, baseball hasn't gotten much right. But the new rules.
Like,
crushed it.
Perfect, dude. I mean, have you once this season, and we've talked so much about the pitch clock and obviously talking about seals, have you once this season been like, oh, I wish the shift were there? Not once have
I had
that
thought.
Yeah, but
I always wonder, like, it feels like, isn't that Brace series? I thought Austin Riley was,
I feel like these teams are pushing it as far as they can anyway. Like, but still, it's like, I feel like it has not at any point been a negative impact of not having the shift at all. Like, I've not noticed it once.
Did you notice the bigger bases at all?
No, but they're running, so maybe.
It's good.
Yeah, that's great.
That's what Theo said.
Yeah. Just trust Theo, man.
Trust
if Theo says it's going to work, it's going to work.
I agree.
Come on. What more does that guy have to prove?
Red Sox looks like they might hire Sam Fult.
I know. After shout out to our guy Chaim getting railroaded in Boston. I mean, they bring him in. They're like,
hey,
got the
Mookie.
Team, trade Mookie. He does all this. And they're like, all right, get out. And he's actually competing with like way less. I mean, what a bunch of like, you know, my thing with baseball owners. Thank God we have John Middleton here. Like those owners are, I mean, they gave him titles. They won 4 titles. I'm sure I would love those guys forever if they were my owners. But, like, to cheap out like that on the Mookie thing and...
Oh, the Mookie thing was egregious.
That's a disgrace.
Well, and Xander.
And Xander. It's a disgrace the way they handled it.
And
Chaim didn't do a great job, but he was the... He did get screwed with this, too.
Yeah,
I feel bad for the guy.
And hire Chaim if you're going to lose.
Dude, in a second. Why wouldn't you, right? He's a smart baseball man.
So, I actually had this... Because it's, like, more of a general baseball thought. But it feels like we are trending away from like the super nerdy like front offices. Like I know they're still gonna exist like in the Rays and Brewers and whatnot. But it seems like at least for the big market teams, Like, you have to go spend money. Like, the Red Sox trying to build the Rays is stupid.
It was dumb.
Like, just go go spend money. But, you know, Farhan is kind of on the hot seat, it seems like, out in San Francisco. Like, there's value in being able to find under-the-radar guys, right? Like, being able to find these guys that turn into studs and whatnot. But you have to be able to go get stars.
When you have the money to do it, like, again, it's unfair to your fans to do it that way. Like, the reason the Rays do it that way is because they have to. It's because they don't have the money to do it any other way.
At least they're building a new stadium.
Yeah, well, good. They should. Like, build a stadium, inject some money into the franchise, do something. But, like, these other teams don't have to. And, look, a lot of teams spend less than they should, period, you know. But if you're a big market team, I'm with you, dude. Like, there should be a floor that you have to be at that's higher than the other teams.
So, it just feels like there's maybe a little shift here.
Yeah.
With, like, go pay for players.
Yeah. Steve Cohen came in, and they were like, ooh, maybe we got to do that. And it doesn't work. But, again, like, I mean, throwing a lot of money around.
He sure is.
He's making those other owners look, you know, like, not like a lot of those guys, like the A's and these teams that spend no money, like, you look like extra cheap when a guy out there is spending $500 million, you know?
Yep. And then final thing to take back is, so they're one game out. Like, there's one, the magic number is one,
mm-hmm.
right? The magic number is two for wild card one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you celebrate tomorrow?
It's a great question.
So I am more waiting to get the first wild card to celebrate.
So that's an important one, but I think you celebrate when you clinch the playoffs. Like, I think it's just...
But
we know they're going to get the four seed. Yeah, like, it's just...
I don't know. What happens if you go out, you know?
Last year you celebrated, this year, and I know this team celebrates, this year, you know, you can go less on the celebration.
I don't know, man. When that's kind of the MO of this team.
I know it is. I'm saying as fans. Like, honestly, I'm not even like, I'm like, yay, made the playoffs. Like, let's go.
Like, no, last year was
celebrate. We finally did this. Like, this 11 years of depression is over. Like, this year it's like, cool.
You did your job.
Yeah, like we said, it's like, we're just waiting for the play. Like, we're there. I have nothing to worry about right now. Like, you're going to make it in. Congrats. But I'm not going to, like, you know, throw a party because you made the playoffs. Like, go to win in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's a different standard.
The standard is the standard.
Yes.
It's always
and
rising.
It's a different standard. That's right. Yeah. You know, I thought that was a really good quote by him.
What?
The main thing and the standard, and they could be different things. Winning's always the main thing.
Right.
And you can not play up to your standard and still win. Yeah. You know, the whole thing. I thought it was clever.
Yeah.
Just gets it.
No, it's good. It's good. I've heard a lot more this year of, like, winning's all that matters when you're not playing very well. Last year didn't hear that. So we'll see if that changes.
We'll see where that goes. More Eagles talk. No one cares.
No one cares.
No one cares.
No, they're
dead. Playoffs are about to start. I mean, come on.
The Eagles are on the back burner.
Prediction. Did the Phillies take over the town again? Remember last year when, like, the Eagles were undefeated and we talked like zero Eagles on WIP? Like, we went full days during Eagle season while they're playing games, mentioning them like once. Does that happen again?
So I think it doesn't until the NLCS.
Mm-hmm.
I think what happened last year is
was because it was the
and they're playing a bunch of, like, tomato cans of teams. You
the
know,
Eagles shot.
The Eagles were. The Eagles were. So, I mean, this year we have the Dolphins game is in there, which would be a fun one.
No, it's a good point.
The Jets game doesn't have as much buzz because
Zach
Wilson is horrible. When the city gets behind the baseball team, there's nothing different.
The best.
Nothing better. So, they will.
Let's go, dude. Imagine if we freaking win a World Series.
All right.
Like, can we win a freaking World Series, please?
Relax.
I said, can we?
We're a one game at a time podcast.
That's right. Yes. We've always been that.
Except.
We're never looking ahead to other years or other things.
Never. No one ever said, I can't wait for the 2026 Bills.
There we go. No. All right. Is that what we got?
We're a one game at a time podcast.
There we go.
Sounds like a title.
That sounds a lot like a title. I like it a lot more than a happy 50th birthday, James Seltzer, which I'm sure was another option for the title. So
we'll see which one.
Yeah, we'll find out. It's always a thrill to see which one gets chosen. All right, you got any final thoughts?
I look forward to clinch day, but this time next Tuesday, get ready.
Let's go!
Get ready!
Awesome. All right, we'll be back later in the week at some point. Go Phils. How about that? When you see someone walking down the street, just look at them, give them a look in their eyes and go, Go Phils.
Yeah. No more of this Go Birds nonsense.
Go Phils. He's Fritz himself.